Before saying anything else this morning, on behalf of Father Eckert and Father Graebner, we extend to all of you a most blessed Thanksgiving for you and your family. As the country takes this day to remember the gratitude that we are to have, we also have to remember that it was in gratitude to God that this day was set aside. And so there is so much that we have to be thankful for. And it's so easy in a society like ours to get caught in all of the negative, because there's plenty of it to go around. But we need to be able to look beyond that, to be able to see the good, to be able to see all the things that God is continuing to do and how grateful we need to be for them. Perhaps what we need to be most grateful for is that God is with us. Remember, that's exactly what the angel Gabriel told our Blessed Lady, that he would be called Emmanuel, God with us. He has not abandoned us, and he never will. It will seem at times like he does. He will allow difficult and painful things to happen. But even those, he brings great good from them. That's even what we learn. I mean, St. John of the Cross, whom we celebrate today. People think that he is so harsh and so mean, and people don't want to read him because, oh, he's so negative. There's nothing negative in there. He's telling you the truth. And his entire thing, if you bring St. John of the Cross down to one word, it's love. That's really negative, isn't it? That's mean. Love. That's what it's all about. So now if I present that, especially to those who are married, you will understand. Love is just always fun, isn't it? It's just always gush. It's just always romantic. It's just everything is just roses and flowers, isn't it? Right. So he's telling you the truth. If you're going to love God and you're going to love neighbor, yeah, it can be pretty painful at times. There are purifications that have to happen because our selfishness is in the way, and the selfishness is the opposite of love. And so God purifies that out, and that's not fun. Neither is it fun in a human relationship as that happens, as it must. And so if we say that, look, in a marriage, there are going to be difficult times. There are times when you're going to struggle. There are going to be times when this one person is the hardest person in the world to love. Are we going to look at that and say, oh, it's so negative. It's so rotten. Why would anybody ever want to get married? That's just horrible. No, it's not. It's the way you're going to become a saint. It's beautiful. It's good. Well, this is the relationship with God that St. John is talking about. And it's the greatest. There is nothing that can surpass it. And if love on the human level has those struggles, of course that's going to be there on the divine level as well. We shouldn't be surprised, but in fact, what we need to learn is to be grateful. Because as you go through those struggles, just as you will recognize in a marriage, if you don't allow those to destroy the relationship, it's going to make the relationship better. It's going to make it stronger. It actually purifies you so you can love your spouse more. Isn't that what it's all about? So as we go through the struggles in the spiritual life, it's about loving God more. That's what it's all about. And so as we look at this day of Thanksgiving, then suddenly we can see the difficulties, the darkness, the struggles in a different light. Yeah, we can look around and we have to acknowledge what's going on in the world is really, really, really evil. But then we have to remember what St. Paul told us. Where sin abounds, grace abounds all the more. which means that available to you and me are graces that are even more than the evil that's out there. So if that's the case, rather than looking at all the negative, look at what God's doing. Praise Him. Thank Him. What a gift. And people think that I'm nuts when I say it's such a gift to be alive today because there's never been a time where being able to be a saint is easier. This is the greatest time in history to be alive. And it is. And how grateful we need to be. And yeah, you can look and go, oh, you know, look at all this stuff that's going on in the world. How can I be grateful? Because Jesus is right there with you. The word Eucharist is the Greek word that means thanksgiving. So of all things today, we need to be so grateful for our blessed Lord and for His presence with us, that we need to love Him, and that we are being given the greatest opportunity in the history of the world to be able to love Him more. Because there is more grace available to us now than there ever has been, ever. And that's cause for gratitude. So yes, we need to look at all the beautiful things that God has given us, especially your spouse, your children, your family. But we need to remember the giver of the gifts, not just the gifts. We can be grateful for the gifts, but we need to be most grateful for the one who gives those gifts. And so it's not just a one day out of the year thing that we want to stop and be grateful to God. That's every single day. And if we can see it that way, then we begin to see all of these things in that different light. So as St. John of the Cross presents to us the struggles and the darkness and the pain that happen as we struggle through the spiritual life and grow in our love for God, and then we begin to see them as great gifts. For instance, when his Carmelite brothers locked him in a closet for 9 months in a prison, but it was just a closet that they stuck him in. Everybody was so upset. Everyone was so frustrated. And it was from there that he wrote his greatest works. It was in that situation that he achieved perfection in the spiritual life. And when he escaped from that closet and he fled to the nuns for protection, they were so upset. He said, oh, no, 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 no. He said, these are my friends. These are the people who've helped me now to reach this level of the spiritual life. Don't be upset with them. So you can see that even he was able to look at all these things that on the natural level are so horrible. They're evil. They're wrong. And he could be thankful for them because he saw the good that God was bringing out of it. So we can do the same thing in our life. What's the good God's bringing out of it for you? He's making you a saint. He's raising you up. He's making you holy. That's what He wants for you. And what is a saint all about? A saint is all about love. So how grateful we need to be for all the circumstances. If your life is going well right now and things are pretty easy, praise God. If your life isn't so easy and isn't going so well right now, praise God. It's all a gift. It's just we don't usually think that way because it doesn't feel very good to us. But it's not about feelings. Again, you know that. Just look at your children or your spouse, how much you love them. It's not about feelings. And just to make that very clear, I've told you this before, but when I would go to the school and talk to especially the junior high kids, they get it. I say, Think of the one person you love more than anyone in the entire world, probably either your mom or your dad. And when you go home from school today, are you going to go home and go, oh, mom, oh, I just have such gushy feelings for you, mom. And they all go, oh, that's gross. It's like, exactly. Because love isn't about gushy feelings. You love your mom more than anybody, and yet you don't have gushy feelings about her. So you recognize love's not an emotion. And so if we're going to be about love, it's not about gush. It's about dying to self and living for another and serving the other. That's what St. John of the Cross teaches us. That's what this day is all about. It's Thanksgiving. It's looking beyond ourselves, and it's recognizing the gratitude we must have for God, indeed for all the gifts that He has given us, but for the greatest gift, which is Himself.